Hello again, my friend. Welcome back to another episode of Personality First, Then Tech. I am your host, Dr. Daphne Phillip.
Hi, welcome. This week, as you know, I'm starting a new series and showing you and talking with you about how to set up your own independent contractor, freelancer, small business, side hustle. All of them mean the same in my world, and I hope in your world too. Right? It's just saying that you have the freedom to set your own schedule, your own price. You choose the people that you want to work with. Please know that you have a choice. Don't make it like your old job. So today I'm going to share with you 5 business ideas you can start right now. Do you want to start a small business and work from home? The first step is to decide what kind of skills or service you are uniquely qualified to offer. If you are having a difficult time figuring out what to do, here are 5 business ideas to inspire you and get you brainstorming. 1, you could be a web content writer, which I would love to be. If you like to write, you can create content for the web. Every single website you see needs written materials, not to mention social media posts, blog posts, press releases, ad copy, product description, and all the other texts you see everywhere online, someone had to write them. Content writing is one of the most time-consuming tasks for internet-based businesses. Even if an entrepreneur can write their own material, it's often one of the first tasks they outsource as their business grows. If you could specialize in certain topics and frame yourself as an expert in them, you can earn more and stand out in the market. That is the honest truth. That's the part that takes me forever, that eats up a lot of my time. So that is a need as an educator. If you're an English teacher, you like to write stories, and with the social studies teacher, history teacher, and writing is your thing. That is a great opportunity for you to earn some money using that skill. Next is graphic design. For the artistically inclined, graphic design is a great way to earn money as a freelancer, independent contractor, small business owner, side hustle. I'm going to keep repeating them. They mean the same. Most online businesses can't create quality graphics even if they want to. So this is a task that's often outsourced. You can design everything from images for content marketing to logos and brand design elements, right? Because that's, again, is another thing that I have to give away, because I'm not good at graphic design. I know what I want. I could describe it to somebody, but they have to design it. Like content writing, you can boost business by specializing again in the type of graphic designer you want to be. You can specialize in the types of work like branding, designing visual content, or product packaging. You can also get more work by mastering a variety of different tools, apps, and software, and for creating images and design. Especially if you could be one of those graphic designers that could edit videos and make them like dance and do stuff like a regular person can, you'll make money on those, because I've seen it. Web development and programming, that's coding, right? Your programming and coding skills can be used to build your clients' websites and apps. There will always be a demand for these skills. It's one of the most in demand in the world, because everybody with an online presence needs it. Different areas you can work in, including building code into graphic interfaces, or on the front end and working on the back end, writing scripts, building databases. You can do everything from the initial planning of site architecture to working on the details of the software program functions. That's it at all. You're going to be needed, because everybody needs a website. Even if you started out and there's different way people or trying to move away from website, they call them something different. They just, for someone like me, I want to be able to go post my content, change the word, and keep it simple, and somebody in the back can handle the ins out. I know how, but I don't have the time. I spent a lot of money the other day, and some guy that developed my website at the beginning, he did a poor job. I had to go get somebody else. don't be one of those people. If you're going to do a job for someone, make sure you understand what they want. And you know it takes time. Get compensated for your time, but get clear direction on what your clients want. Here it is. You could teach and you could tutor. And the days before the internet, a tutor had to spend a great deal of time, right, traveling to and from students' home. I mean, right before COVID, that's why I ended up being online, because in COVID, that's what I used to do. Now we have Skype, we have Zoom, we have Facebook, we have TikTok, we have so many LinkedIn that you could use to tutor to your, and from anywhere and everywhere. And on top of that, you don't have to do one-to-one. You could do one-to-many. You can have more than one student in front of you now, which is what I liked. You can offer lessons in school subjects like math. Of course, I'm a math teacher. Yay. Foreign language, business skill to people who need it. You could tutor. I know the word tutor, you picture kids like K to 12 and sometimes some college, but adult, I you know, need tutor too. Sometimes there are people that are going to go for their license in medical and law that need somebody to help them study and give them some strategy tip. You could really create and make some money in that sector alone. Virtual assistant, which I need right now. A virtual assistant is a professional person who can perform a variety of tasks for business owners or individuals. You might be scheduling appointments, handling phone calls, managing remote staff, and performing a variety of work tasks for your clients. I need you. You can offer a bundle of services that include these tasks, but also include content writing, or graphic designs to make yourself even more valuable to your client. If there's any other things that I mentioned you could do remotely for your clients, you want to package that. You could build a variable small business as a virtual assistant. They even have a platform where people can register if you want to become that. The first step is to decide what service you are going to offer. All of those things I mentioned, that's just only a few. As a teacher, you have so many skills, things you take for granted, that there are people right now in business that are looking for it. I want you to take a moment and think about the skills that you do on a daily basis. Like, you do it so much, so often, so quickly, it's second nature to you. Don't realize that you could make some money with it, because you can. And that's why I started this whole process of focusing on educators, because I do so many things naturally, you do. And we don't get credit for the value that you bring to the classroom and to the teaching profession. Because in our profession, we could do five things at the same time and we don't even, you know, realize it. We work hours and hours not going to the bathroom. We grade and we data analysis, data inquiry. You the psychologist, we, you know, the cleanup lady, the nurse, we do so many different things. Like, it's incredible. You would never be able to be compensated for the wonderful value that you bring. But you could take all of that and you add your worth to the thing by solving other people's problems, and you will be able to get paid for it. Remember, if you really want to know how to do all of those things, I am having a web class this November 11th at 6 p.m. Eastern time. Click the Give Me 5 framework and that's going to take you to the link to register. Okay, I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Thank you for joining me today and listening to this episode of Personality First, Then Tech. As a podcast newbie, I am well aware of the many other shows you could have been listening to other than me. Hopefully, what I share with you today resonated with you and will help you on your journey. If this episode helps you today, then be sure to share it with someone else you know that would need the information. Our mission will only be achieved when we share with others what has helped us. I want to help you apply the success principles in your journey to converting your teaching skills, experience, personalities, and knowledge into a money-making enterprise. I hope you can help me further by sharing this podcast to build our tribe of educators who desire to earn more money and more time. It's hard for me to share over audio, so if this is something your colleagues need, then click the link to subscribe to the podcast. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm here with you, my friend. Please click the button to share this episode with a friend.